You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Break.
Seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no harm. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. So hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them booze tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV raps. What's the haps on the cracks? Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Roll em in a circle of niggas and watch me break em with the 7, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
What up, yo, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-381-4500, or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to go on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us an awesome review, and welcome, bitches.
What up, yo?
What up, yo? That was stellar.
Yeah.
Right after what up, yo, was stellar.
Yeah.
You're right.
What, I can't say what up,
you
yo?
Can
why
say
are
whatever
you trying
you
to censor me?
I'm not, I would never censor you. Who is? Not me.
The devil.
I'm going to call
the white devil.
White pork-eating
devil.
White
devil, white devil.
White devil, white devil.
You quince ocha?
I would never censor you, Missy.
You laughed immediately at me. Why?
I'm not, that's not fucking censoring.
Yeah, but then you're telling me I'm doing something
What are we on, Power 99?
What do you mean?
Hello,
I'm in the middle of a Breaking Bad binge.
Yeah, you know what? It's already like, I'm already annoyed with that.
I've always said yo and stuff, and you've always been annoyed.
No, not the yo. I don't give a fuck about the yo part. You're whatever. You're Missy.
If you're not annoyed by John, then nothing else he said can annoy you.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, now it's like everything you reference has something to do with Breaking Bad.
I'm obsessed right now.
I know, but it's just like.
I'm finished, though. I finished today.
You already finished everything? Jesus. Did you go to work?
Have
you seen Jesus?
I haven't really slept. Like, I'm not even playing. I haven't gotten, like, more than 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you need help.
What,
did you put
week?
The TV on his lap?
No.
When you were doing...
No.
I was just watching it up and down.
Yeah, I didn't really do anything this weekend. I went out and watched the Eagles game, and that's it. I just I just want to go.
Let's not go there, please.
And then in between, like, my second job and... the Eagles game, I watched it in between then. So I watched it every chance I got. Wow. I brought it to work and watched it on my lunch breaks.
You're obsessed, man.
I am. I'm going to rewatch it again, too.
You rewatch it.
Do you
She's
need
so
back?
Obsessed,
you
she started doing
right
meth
now?
Again.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It made me want to try it. Oh. I was, like, thinking about it. I'm like, it doesn't exactly glorify it.
Yeah, but you don't know what the fuck.
I'm an adult. I'm not going to, but
yeah,
it's
I know.
Like,
but you're impressionable.
I'm very impressionable. Yeah.
You're looking at Jesse like, I'll do it.
Kind of.
Do some math.
It's good. I'll do it on the show.
Yeah. Obviously, if you're going to do it, you're doing it here.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely doing it here.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to be here that night. Could you just let me know? So when she ODs here, I want nothing to do.
Oh, I'll throw her right out the window. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Dude, this is a crime scene if you let her do meth here.
But, yeah, so I'm Breaking Bad. Everything is Breaking Bad right now. Everything. I just changed my cover photo on Facebook to Breaking Bad.
You're
my
ridiculous.
My Twitter has been nothing but about Breaking Bad. Nonstop.
Well, let me ask you. So you're done? You finished
I'm done,
it all? What did you think about the ending?
I didn't like it. Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted more. It didn't leave me satisfied.
Really? What did you want to happen?
I don't know.
Did you want, like, Jesse to put on a cape and fly?
I don't know. I don't know what I wanted to happen. Like, it
he
made
fucking
sense.
Survived. I mean, that's pretty.
But okay, me and Chris were talking about this before the show.
Okay.
Did Walt die?
Yes.
Because they don't show him die. Do you just assume he died, or do they? Show
I think he's dead.
Okay, because
he had
a
fucking gaping hole in his side. I think he was dead.
I don't know. Some people survive that shit.
No,
don't
he
they?
Didn't survive. It's not a Sopranos ending. He's dead.
He's dead. So
he's
it's definite.
Dead. Yeah.
All right.
He's dead. Well, he didn't blink at all. You remember when they showed him from the...
Yeah.
Did you notice his eyes didn't blink once?
I did. I paid attention. But I never saw the...
There was a whole fucking, what, 45
there
seconds?
It was a long time.
A minute on him. He didn't blink once. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's good enough for you.
This is where I get crazy.
If you go with the light in the eye shit...
The light did not leave.
I'm the killer. I'm the Joker. I'm the Joker.
He's dead.
But the thing is, Bob, honestly, I think
this house is a fucking prison on planet bullshit.
I think
the
main reason of why I wasn't satisfied is because I binged watched it so fast that I didn't have enough time to let everything settle. So I'm going to go back and watch it normal.
I'm going to give you a little tip.
You
the ending doesn't change at
no,
all.
No, I get it, but because I was like, I needed to know how it ended.
Did you watch the alternate ending on the DVD?
No, there's an alternate ending.
You got to watch it. It's great. It's the Malcolm in the Middle ending.
Really?
You know he was the dad in Malcolm in the Middle? Well,
he wakes up as a
he wakes
a dream,
up. The whole
yeah.
thing was a dream. He wakes
what
up
the
his
fuck
wife.
Happened?
It's pretty funny. It's pretty fucking funny.
So I think because I binged watched, that's why I was not. I wanted more.
You weren't satisfied because it was too quick.
Yes.
Okay.
It's too
makes
quick.
Sense.
Yeah. And I love Jesse so much. I miss him.
I've heard
already.
That once or twice or 8,000 times. <Yeah. laughs>
I am happy that he lived though. Because I swear to God, if he died, I was going to be beyond upset.
Did you like the way, what's his name, kind of saved his ass?
Yeah.
Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that coming?
Yeah.
You did?
I saw everything coming. I saw the machine gun in the trunk.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, did you think after that one episode where they had him take Jesse, that was going to end like that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I knew that Jesse was going to have to come back. Especially once they showed Badger and Skinny Pete again. I was like, oh, if they're getting shown again, Jesse is.
Badger and Skinny Pete.
That's another thing. They don't show Jesse. I watched one episode, and it went on for like 37 minutes before Jesse was even in the show.
Jesse is not the, what the show's about. I'm just saying. Just because you get wet when you see Jesse. Oh.
I love him.
I just vomited in my mouth.
I love Jesse. He replaced Jimmy in my heart.
What?
Jimmy Darmody.
Jimmy Darmody shouldn't be in your heart anyway.
Is that the guy that banged his mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fucking crazy.
But now Jimmy replaced that. And now like I feel like a void has been filled.
You little hoe.
Now I have to watch everything that Aaron Paul has ever been in. That's what I did with Michael Pitt.
Well, you're going to be really upset because he didn't do much, and whatever he did do.
I saw a Corn Pops
there was
commercial.
No, he didn't get much accolades for it.
Yeah, he was in Van Wilder, I think, or something.
Yeah, he was the asshole. He was the asshole on the floral high. Oh, you're talking about the raddest fucking dude alive, man.
Yep, yep. Good work.
Yeah. He's got to be coming out with some, like, serious shit. I mean, his acting and that was amazing. They were all amazing. Oh, my God. Did you watch it, Marco?
No.
Honestly, I don't think it's hard to play his role at all.
What?
You basically are a fucking retard, and you're a wigger.
And he cries, and he's sensitive, and he's emotional.
I'd cry, too, if I played second fiddle to a guy who was dying of cancer.
I'd cry if I played second fiddle to the dad and Malcolm in the Middle.
Right, yeah.
He's crazy, though. That was a great show.
I think out of all the actors in the show, I think Hank was probably one of the best actors.
Absolutely.
Is that the bald-headed guy?
Down.
Yeah.
He's great. He's in the show now I watch.
Let me tell you something. That dude's been around.
He's good.
He's
been
so
around for
good.
A long time. He's been in movies you've seen.
I'm sure.
And he's just not the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
He's good in the show I watch. He's real good.
What show?
It's called Under the Dome.
Oh, yeah, Stephen King.
Yeah, he's like the main...
Is it a TV show or is it a miniseries?
It's a miniseries.
Miniseries, but
it's usually Stephen King puts out miniseries.
Yeah, but it did so well that they didn't end it.
They're still going?
To another season. Yeah.
I read the book. I heard the book and the show aren't the same.
I don't know. I didn't read the book.
Well, the book's pretty fucked up.
Nonetheless, he's good in that show. He's real good. He makes
it. I never watched Under the Dome.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it. What channel is it on?
I don't fucking
know. Like a network?
Like
CBS or something.
Yeah. It's a little ridiculous, but it's...
The book is good. Awesome.
He's good in it. That's all.
The book is so good, but it's like... Stephen King's like parts of it are creepy and shit, you know?
Stephen King.
Yeah. And that was another one I wasn't satisfied with the ending of that book, and it was like a cinder block. It was like over 1,000 pages.
You know you can continue watching Breaking Bad on... they have like a cartoon of it or something.
What?
They have like a live action cartoon or something online.
Yeah, but Jesse's not.
It's right up our alley.
It's got different stories in it. Like, stems from what you saw already. Yeah. Check it out. I've never watched it. I just saw the promo for it a couple times.
Does Jesse do the voice of Jesse?
I don't fucking know. Okay.
No, she's going to ask you a million fucking
Believe
questions.
Believe me, if I'm going to watch a show, I'm not looking for Jesse. I'd rather see Walter White. A guy with some fucking talent.
Jesse had talent. Why you gotta knock everybody that I like?
I'm not. You're just making it sound like he's fucking Robert Redford and he's
no,
not.
No, but he's cute.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. I'm not talking about like I want to fuck Walter White. I'm talking like he's a good actor.
He's
like,
a great actor. He's...
Because you fucking get wet. That's why he's a great actor.
No, I mean, Walter White is a great actor.
Yeah, but he's not. You like Jesse because of the way you feel sexually. There's nothing. There's no barrier. That's not how Oscars.
You like Jesse because of the way it makes your pussy feel.
Can you imagine if the Oscars were set up that way? Like Brad Pitt would win every year and George Clooney or whatever. None of these dumb looking assholes would ever win anything. A fucking Precious? She wouldn't have won shit. She wouldn't even have been there.
I haven't gotten a hard on since I saw Precious. Wednesday night is no hard on night for me because she's in American Horror Story.
Yeah,
I can't get wood tonight.
Oh.
She's disgusting.
That's nasty.
Her arms are the size of my thighs.
Yeah.
It's just gross. She's really good
in
the show.
Her thighs are probably a little more solid than her arms, though.
She's really good in the show.
I just can't look at someone whose face looks like it's about to explode.
The great thing about it is I don't think a show went by in American Horror Story where they didn't make one fat joke against
her. Really?
Yeah. Well, she's fucking disgusting to look at. You have to make fat jokes. She's a
big on girl. The show to her?
Or about her.
What?
They always make some sort of reference about food and her.
Really?
She's fat.
What is her role on the show?
She's a witch.
Oh.
She's a witch?
The show's about witches.
What is she, I don't watch it.
Huh?
Yeah, she ride
not
a broom,
more like a 2x4.
Like, like they have powers.
A tree.
Like charm.
She rides a tree stump. A broom.
So wait, I want to know what I should watch next, though.
Blacklist.
Yes.
Is it ended?
You watching that?
Oh, yeah, I'm following. Cut up, yeah.
Following. He's good, right?
Following.
The Following.
What show does it, what TV show?
It's a great show. I just got my
Fox.
Brother on.
Fox, cool. Yeah.
My brother, my brother's hooked on Blacklist now.
Spader's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. My girl's hooked on. She only saw the first episode,
right?
Because they only have episode one.
You didn't like it? Oh, you never watched
Blacklist. Well, you'd like it. Trust me.
You're part black. You would like it.
I'm everything.
Black lips.
Or that.
Black tits.
Oh my god.
They only have episode one on demand, and then it goes to episode six. They don't have 2 through 5.
Really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's starting up soon. Yeah.
I'm gonna do
they
the
want
following.
You to buy the shit.
I am buying shit.
Is it, how long's The Following been a television show? 1 year or
one,
two?
Yeah,
one
year.
Second
so
season
only one
starts
season?
Sunday,
and I can purchase said season.
Yes. I think you can purchase
yeah,
said
you can.
Season. What the fuck is she talking about?
So next show will be The Following then. But that I am going to rewatch show. Breaking Bad because it's awesome.
Bates Motel's good.
I already bought the first, second, and third season.
Have you ever seen Californication?
Yeah. That's I liked good. Californication. Yeah. But that's like mad old.
That's what?
Mad old.
It's mad old.
Mad old.
Mad old. Okay. Still a great show.
That part in Breaking Bad when they were robbing that train, like I was so anxiety riddled. Like never felt like that from a TV show in my
How
life.
How about fucking, what's his name? What's
I was
the dude's
freaking
name?
Out.
The red-headed dude. I forgot his name.
Todd?
Yeah, Todd. The crazy fuck.
Todd.
Holy shit, he's nuts.
Todd is
Did
psycho.
You see when he knocked on his girl's door?
Yeah.
And made him watch?
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy, wasn't
it? Insane. I
no remorse.
Yeah, he's one of the best villains in TV show history.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
No shit.
He's just like, I don't give a fuck. Shoot the kid. Fuck him.
Because he was racist.
Huh?
Because he was racist.
His family sure the fuck was.
Yeah. Oh,
what the nigger was that? They all reminded me of like hillbillies from like the
they
worst
were.
Parts of fucking.
I'm so glad they all died. I'm so glad that Jesse killed Todd. Too.
What kind of molinians are these?
Yeah, it was that was wild, man.
I was like, I had my hair like I was pulling it out. Oh my god, I was freaking out. Like, what the fuck is going on? And now I'm reading everything like on the internet.
Of course.
Because I couldn't for so long.
I feel so bad for your boyfriend.
Why?
To put up with your bullshit. Your obsessive bullshit.
He understands that I'm obsessive. Well, what's wrong with it? It's good to have a hobby.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having
Chris,
a hobby.
Chris, he's probably happy because it keeps her from bothering him with dumb questions.
True. Yeah.
And, you know.
Did he watch it with you?
Stupid concerts.
No.
And,
apparently Jesus has shit to do.
Yeah,
go watch cartoons, bitch.
Jesus.
He thinks Breaking Bad is a Sunday morning cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon.
Looney Tunes are on. Go watch.
Aw.
Abdi-abdi-abdi-abdi-whore.
That's all, bitch.
Yeah.
Abdi-abdi-abdi-abdi-whore. Wow.
That's interesting.
So now let me ask you this. This is the $1 million question. What'd you like better, Dexter or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I fucking called it.
I did like Dexter.
Did you hear her before she watched Breaking Bad? I mean, she's doing it now with Breaking Bad, but she's Dexter this, Dexter on her fucking phone, and you know, everything Dexter. You make me hate the shit that I love.
You just kill it.
Hopefully she doesn't start obsessing over pussy. Or you're going to turn gay.
What you should do is obsess over food. That'll help
that
us out.
That will help me out. Yeah, yeah. No, she but sticks. Like I was sitting there and I'm thinking. I thought about it. I was like, you know, once she gets wind of Breaking Bad or she actually starts watching, I have a feeling she's going to fucking think it's better.
Yeah.
Because so far, everybody, my girlfriend's still on the fence. Like, she was so drawn into Breaking Bad, but she loved Dexter. But she didn't do what you did. She didn't watch all Dexters in one fucking day. She watched them, you know,
over
season by season. Right. And,
Breaking Bad, though, she watched all at once, and she was like, I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I needed to know what was happening.
See, for me, it's not even close. And like I really, I really like Dexter until this fifth season around there. And I just thought it started slowly declining.
Yeah, like most shows
do. And then the very end, I just thought it was dumb.
Breaking Bad, though, did not decline. Did not disappoint.
No, not at all.
Breaking Bad actually got better.
It got better as the seasons went on.
Yeah. And I think that that's why it upset me, because I was like, it's so good, why is it over?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I mean...
I heard that Walt and Jesse might be on Saul, though.
See, I don't.
They said they might make a cameo.
Yeah, maybe in the beginning, but I think it's just. I don't even see how it's going to be in the beginning, because it's supposed to take place.
It's supposed to take place before,
like,
Walt
with Gus Fring.
Yeah,
like when he was Gus Fring's. I guess like whole
story.
Well, yeah, but that's a fucking character that was I thought was the best character in the whole show. Gus
he was
Fring.
Intense. Yeah,
he was awesome.
He was good. Good actor.
And that fucking scene when the bomb went off, that was great.
Oh, my God.
There's a great meme floating around the internet of him and says, only black guy in Breaking Bad sells meth and fried chicken.
I have it. Yeah. Yeah, true, right?
I liked Mike, too, a lot.
Yeah, so did I. He was the one guy on the show I actually liked.
Mike was really cool.
You didn't like anybody on that
show?
Well,
Hank.
Oh. See, I didn't like Hank at the beginning. I thought he was an asshole.
Yeah, so
but then I started.
He's the worst detective in history.
I know, right?
The guy he's looking for, he has dinner with once a week.
Just like you can almost say like Nazis not finding Anne Frank, like they're horrible.
Yeah, but once but the thing is that little things he's got him to start looking at Walt.
Wow, I mean,
never...
of all the things, he was taking a shit when he realized it. I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty
well,
bad.
That's what you do your best thinking at.
It's true, but I mean, he had to pick up that book,
mm-hmm.
and that's where it all...
I think it started before that, actually.
No.
I do.
I think he had his suspicions, but he's like, it's fucking Walt.
He looked at him as the biggest pussy that ever fucking walked the planet, mm-hmm. you know? And he was just like, can't be him. He's a joke. Look at him. And he's got cancer. I mean, what's he going to do?
I know. I thought that was going to go on through the whole show, his coughing. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to watch this if he's coughing like this all the time.
I can't watch this if you're sick.
No, his coughing was, like, ridiculous all the time.
Who's coughing?
Walt.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a problem with someone's cough?
Yeah. It was all the time, though.
He has fucking lung cancer.
I know, but I wasn't going to be able to watch it if it continued. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
If he had lung cancer the whole time. And he was fucking coughing like that all the time.
What?
That would have driven me nuts. I wouldn't have been able to watch it. And then he started doing it again at the end. And I was like... I was so annoyed.
It's so funny. I used to, of all the things you point out, was his cough.
His coughing was annoying. I don't care. It was. I never cough anymore. It's rare.
Yeah.
That's a sneeze.
I'm gonna spit.
There you go.
That was funny.
Yeah, man.
Touche. Touche.
I'm trying to think of what else you would like that I watched. Like, I think you'd like American Horror Story,
Kitty
but it's
porn.
Not like... Nah, I don't think she'd like that.
More like Skinamax?
I said kitty porn.
Kitty porn?
I'm joking.
Jesus.
No, I meant like kitty cat porn.
God.
You would like American Horror Story, but it's not... Every season's a new story.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to watch.
So you wouldn't
from
have to
start.
Watch it from start. You'd like start with season three.
I've never seen season one. I watched the first half of season two. Didn't finish that yet, and I haven't watched any of season three.
All right.
So,
but definitely, I think next go with The Following.
All right, I'll do that because that's starting soon.
The Following is good. It ain't Breaking Bad good, but it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any hot boys in it?
What was the question?
Is there any hot boys in it?
What asking you for?
All right, what men are in the show?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And is there anybody else? I don't know.
Just Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, the whole show's Kevin Bacon. He plays the good guy, the bad guy, the love interest.
He's the only regular?
Well, he's the star. It's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
It's not Kenny Sausage. It's Kevin Bacon.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you
look the bad guy is fucking cool, though. He's a bad motherfucker. He's a great villain.
Right, it's Kevin Bacon.
Right, yeah.
Who's the villain?
Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. The villain.
Bacon!
He's a known actor, too, right? No?
Not really.
Yeah. No?
Nothing major. I mean...
I thought I saw him.
He's been in stuff, but he's not like Kevin Bacon.
Into the two gay dudes.
What two gay dudes?
From The Following, the first season.
Hold on.
The ones that were double-teaming the girl with the short hair. Oh, I forgot it. Yeah.
Shows you where my head's at. I tried to forget, and you brought it back.
Just when I thought I was out.
They pulled me back in. Yeah, I forgot about them.
It's amazing how different that girl looks with short hair as opposed to when
she had long hair. Fucking disgusting.
I thought she was cute with long hair. When she shaved her head, she looked fucking terrible.
But you don't like girls with short hair, period.
No, but she made me want to
vomit.
Doesn't
matter if they are hot.
Yeah.
But
there's no such thing.
She's ugly. You ugly.
Get off the phone.
Looking up The Following.
All right, look, you fucking piece of shit. Get off the fucking phone. Frank, I'm down and kick you in the cock.
All these boys on here look like pretty boys.
What's the matter with you people? You deaf? Answer the fucking phone.
The girl looks pretty, though.
Oh, well, the one girl's from Justified.
Yes.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a regular on there. Speaking of which, Justified was awesome.
Yeah, I like
what the Rappaport. No fucking He's shit, good. Dude. Talk about a show with some cameos. Everybody that was in it was in something you've seen before. Yeah. They just weren't like A-listers.
Mm-hmm.
But man, what a good fucking episode to kick that off with. Michael Rappaport is awesome.
He really is a great actor.
Dude, you know what's great? He can play, he literally can play any role. He plays like the ultimate redneck.
He's perfect for white trash.
That's crazy. No, knowing where he's from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's perfect for it. None of that wigger stuff comes out when he talks or anything like that. It's gonna be. I hope it's not a one season thing. I hope.
I would assume it is.
Yeah, I know, but still,
he's good in everything he's in. Michael Rowe. He even had that fucking sitcom a couple years ago. That was funny.
I watched every. I don't know why they canceled it. I have no idea why they canceled.
But he's good in everything he's in. I loved him in Friday After Next for the 30 seconds he was in it. Didn't expect you to answer the door.
The Cucamonga Cracker Killers. What did he say when he was walking away? He's like, all right, I don't want you to... I forgot what he said. I don't want you to run a 187
on my ass.
Yeah, he's good, though. He's real good. I love that fucking show, man.
Yeah, Justified's good. I remember when it first started, you were telling me about it, and I was like, I don't want to see a show with all fucking rednecks. Like, I can't. And I started watching it. I was like,
trust me,
shit,
I don't either.
Good.
But when it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Missy, you still looking at... You still looking for that?
I am. I'm just looking at it. There's a lot of characters on it.
Yeah, what was up with fucking Champ Kind being in it for... The first episode.
Didn't get it. I was the whole time watching, I'm like, waiting for it. Whammy! Didn't come out. Whammy!
Was he on there as Champ Kind?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, now they're starting to advertise in TV shows now. Ron Burgundy showed up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He was on there as Champ Kind.
I'm really fucking
sick. I quit.
She's a retard.
You see, Ron Burgundy just guest starred on Housewives.
That was a legitimate question.
No, it wasn't. No, it really. Wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Your brain is breaking down.
You're asking if a character from a movie that is not real showed up on a TV show.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Stupid woman.
It's not. It's a legit question.
Missy Dundo style.
It's not.
Whatever it was.
I keep forgetting about that.
It's so not a legit question.
It is.
No, it's not. It's a stupid question.
It is kind of stupid.
No, it's not. It's happened before.
Champ Kind?
No.
Starring on a show?
Other TV stars had shown up on. Other stars fictional characters as shown into other fictional characters.
Like what? Like Give me an example.
Like Everybody Loves Raymond and King of Queens. They both did it back and forth to each other. Ray Romano was on.
Okay, and I get that. They're two sitcoms
on the same network.
Yeah.
Created
what
by
the fuck does Champ Khan have to do with Justified?
Maybe he's friends with Timothy Oliphant.
But Timothy Oliphant isn't Timothy Oliphant in the story.
Maybe he's friends with Raylan Givens.
You're reaching.
They're Southern.
You got nothing. You got nothing.
I think they're both from Tennessee or something. Kentucky. I don't know anything. Whatever, it was fucking legit. Someone back me up, goddammit.
No one's backing you up.
Someone back me up.
You're alone on that one.
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
I'm not a moron. That was a legitimate question.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's my favorite one.
You're out of your fucking mind.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Oh my god, it was legit. It was legitimate.
Crazy bitch.
It was legitimate.
It was not.
Twice.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
I don't care if I sound insane. I thought that was a legitimate question.
Sharp as a fucking pupil.
What the
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, it's like saying Tony Soprano showed up in, you know, Rugrats, the movie. Like, seriously.
Rugrats.
There's no difference in what I just said than what you said.
That is not true.
Why?
Because they're both, like, adult-type shows.
Okay, so then there's no difference in Tony Soprano showing up in a porno.
What?
Yeah. There's no difference than what you
said.
You are
going too far off in the left field.
I'm going... Jim Kine justified Tony Soprano's porno. Really? Where's the measuring stick here?
Tony Soprano could have showed up on Breaking Bad.
No.
But in my mind...
No, he couldn't have. Impossible.
You never
in her mind, though.
Impossible.
In her mind.
Maybe they should do that. Maybe I'm letting
Why?
Because that would be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
See another fictional character in another fictional character show? Yeah, it would be cool.
No one.
Yeah, it would.
Not if they have nothing to do with each other.
If they had something to do with one another.
Then what does Tony Soprano have to do with anything in Breaking Bad?
There
wasn't one fucking Italian in that show. What the fuck would he have anything to do with Breaking Bad?
Yeah, closest to an Italian was Gus Fring.
Yo, you know what? That's actually, in real life, that guy's half Italian.
Is he?
Yeah. I was trying to think if there was any Italians.
No.
Dango, Guinea, there was, Greaseball, Goombas.
The closest thing to an Italian was the pizza on the roof. That was
No! Fuck that! His girlfriend. Who? She was Italian.
Who?
Jesse's girlfriend.
She wasn't Italian.
Yes, she was.
Jesse's girl.
No.
The one he got.
The first one that overdosed.
She wasn't Italian.
They talk about it. They have a conversation about her last name. He goes, I don't even know your last name. And then she says, and he goes, oh, Italian. They say it.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
I think...
What the fuck?
I don't know where that came from either.
Wow, that was unnecessary, I feel.
She's a whore. Don't get comfy.
A fucking whore.
You're breaking your balls.
Where the fuck did that come?
She's a malignant cunt.
And it's escalating.
Hold on a second. Where are we going here?
That escalated quickly.
It all started with that soundbite. It just went crazy.
So anyway, the bitch with the black hair in the bangs.
Oh, the one he killed. Right.
He did not kill her.
Right. She was clean until she met him.
She would have got... fucked up eventually for someone.
So you're saying everybody relapses?
Yes. You will fail. Don't even try.
Have fun on your relapse, bitch.
Crystal meth.
That's fucking funny.
Only if it's blue.
All right, so there was one Italian on the show. So now...
She wasn't even...
It's okay for Tony Soprano to show
And her dad was Italian as well.
He was not fucking Italian. He was...
Who was it? Her mom was the Italian one then?
Her mom was... now we all of a sudden we know the story and we don't know the story. There was no mom.
There was no mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the fuck's mom coming in?
I don't know. She had to birth her.
Fuck.
What are you looking it up?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's Italian. They talk about it.
She's not like Italian. Like Soprano
mom?
Italian.
Okay.
She's like, maybe there's some fucking member of the family that was born there back in like the 1600s. But she don't fucking have anything Italian. First of all, girl's like Jewish in real life. They don't pass for Italian that well.
I thought Italian and Jewish people happened.
Shut up! I'm not Jewish!
Watch what comes out of your mouth next.
I thought they were, like, common together. Like, listen, Goodfellas!
Just because Rob Sprance is Italian and looks Jewish doesn't make that true.
Oh, my God.
Good example, Chris. Good example.
No. Her last name is not Italian. Margolis. You know what it was? I do remember the line now. Jesse Pinkman's a fucking retard. He thinks it's Italian, but it's not.
Then why does she say it is?
Because she's fucking retarded, too. Margolis, is Margolis an Italian last name?
Not that I know, no.
No, it's not. It sounds Greek, if anything.
Yeah.
Margolis. Yeah. Margolis isn't Italian, honey.
Well, okay, then there was...
You're stupid.
Pot Kettle Black.
You're dumb.
I'm trying to look up... Oh, it's Hebrew. I just looked it up. Well, whatever the fuck. I was on to something because he said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you were on to something.
That's why me and Jesse...
Way to go, a-hole!
I do remember that now.
I'm Jewish!
And he's like... And I remember thinking, I don't think that's how you name. Apparently, that changed. I am impressionable. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What's your last name? Smith. Oh, Italian.
But that's exactly what it was. Jesse's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a brain in his fucking head. So that's what
his
he was
brain
like.
Cells it's are just, fucking doing that.
It's just like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Australian. New Jersey.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, like, same fucking thing. It's no different. Don't you laugh. You don't think it's funny.
I hate that you just said
I New Jersey.
I pounded it. I was like.
It's true, though.
All right. Well, then Tony Soprano showing up on an Italian-type show. Italian-esque-ish. Actually, okay. It would be like Tony
what?
Soprano
Jersey
showing
Shore.
Up in a movie.
Dude,
no,
don't
because
even.
It's a movie character going to a TV show. So if Tony was a TV character, he would go to a movie.
But. There's
but
no
what's
relevance.
The fucking point?
There's no relevance.
I don't know. I'm just defending my thoughts.
You're
wrong!
Going back to the original point, what would be the point of Champ Kind showing up on Justified?
He has a cowboy hat!
Oh! Holy shit! He has a cowboy
that's
hat!
That's it, Chris. You lose. You lose the argument right there.
So everybody with a cowboy hat should just show up on Justified.
No, but I'm saying it wouldn't be... It's not that far-fetched that to where I did.
The fuck are you talking
you
about?
You said Champ
Kind. Down syndrome.
You didn't say his name in real life.
Champ Kindness is not a cowboy hat.
Where was it you graduated from again? University of
whatever.
Holy
it makes
shit.
It makes sense, you guys.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You guys aren't giving me a break.
No breaks. No break.
Not on this one.
Nope.
Not ever.
Not on this one.
What the fuck's you talking about?
Champ Kind is a cowboy hat.
Oh, shit. Did you hear he's doing a cameo on The Following this year? Lloyd Christmas.
It's Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber.
You're dumb.
Oh, my God. No, you know what? Actually, Lloyd Christmas is going to be on The Newsroom. Because, you know, he did work with...
Well, Ron Burgundy could be on The Newsroom.
That's why not?
Whatever, watch. It's going to happen.
See, that would make the most sense. Ron Burgundy on The Newsroom because it has some sort of... But even that's fucking far-fetched.
Black.
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 I love
you
that.
Are a smelly pirate hooker.
Good God.
Jeez.
Man, that shit hurt.
Got a fucking headache just listening to it.
But he wears a cowboy hat.
You are special.
I feel like
you know he's going to be on Family Guy. Marty Huggins.
Who's that?
From the campaign.
Oh. That's a cartoon. Famous people are on cartoons all the time.
Yeah, Marty Huggins is going to be on Family Guy. You got to watch the campaign to know what I'm saying. You didn't say it with no. What's his name?
No, you told me to, but I instead watched all Breaking Bad. I did watch it in a week. Like, how insane is that?
Yeah, that's.
I watched the first season though, before you gave me the other ones.
Right.
So I watched 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in a week. You don't understand. I got no sleep. It's like I have a newborn baby. Like, I got no sleep all week.
That explains the fucking horrible ideas she's having today.
That's not a, that Champ makes Con sense.
On fucking Justified. Come on, man.
Whatever, I will defend it to the day that I die.
He just walks around. Run.
Yeah, Brick's going to be on next week.
Yeah.
See, if you would have said Brick was on Justified, I wouldn't have said as Brick. Only Champ Kind. Because of, he seems like they would cross paths.
Huh? Why?
It's because they are from the South and cowboys.
What just happened?
They're from the South and cowboys.
What just happened?
I pooped a hammer. I pooped a Cornish game hen.
Are you guys related, you and Brick?
I love Brick.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
What?
That was just awesome on so many levels.
You know, so... And I haven't been here in a couple weeks, and you don't really miss it as much until you're sitting here,
yeah,
and you're just listening to Missy just go, and it just... You appreciate it more when you're
here.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that you appreciate me.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment or... But it, you do appreciate it more.
Huh?
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 Huh? What?
Huh? What?
Breaking Bad. Hashtag Breaking Bad.
Was Champ Kind in Breaking Bad?
No. There was never anyone really on Breaking Bad.
No, that's not true. What's his name was in Breaking Bad? The guy that was in First Anchorman. The bartender.
Oh,
the Spanish bartender.
Oh,
the
Mexican
bartender.
Ow.
Machete.
Yeah, Machete. Mm-hmm. That's right. As Machete.
Yeah.
In Breaking Bad.
Fuck you.
Jimmy in the chat room says Alf guest stars on Shameless.
That would be funny.
Hey, Willie! Where's your cat?
Alf.
I haven't heard that in a while.
You know what's funny? I still watch Alf from time to time.
I love Alf.
I love Alf.
Network or whatever.
Alf is cool.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
That would be awesome.
Alf. What's a... Oh, yeah, and Mel Gibson guest stars on The Goldbergs.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Riggs. What a movie. That movie would have been so much more different had that shit happened before.
Oh, yeah.
It came out.
Yep.
Because he's black.
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 Black. Jesus. I tell you what, man. That's a much-needed laugh.
I'm glad that you
Thank
liked
you,
it.
Missy. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
I needed that after the fucking horrible month I had. Thank you for that.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah,
I could talk. I mean, you know.
Let's just talk about your depressing life.
My life is not depressing.
Now, are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah, right. I'm fine. But this is a shitty fucking month and it's a shitty start of a year.
Yeah.
Which can probably dictate
But
the
I
rest
do.
Of it.
I want to say one thing really quick.
Say something.
You're the Snapchats. Your fucking kid is so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Like, I was dying when it's that one. He's like,
I just Snapchat everybody.
Marco.
Oh, my God.
Marco.
Yeah.
Marco.
It was so cute. It was adorable.
Marco.
Yes.
Marco.
Yo. What up?
when he starts talking, do you think we'll do that a lot?
Probably.
No.
Well, he's going to call me dad. Why would he call me my first name?
Well, because you're not his dad.
Walked right into that one.
Marco.
Walked right into that one.
Marco.
So talk about your life.
My life.
Tell us what's wrong.
Nothing. It's just a shitty month. I mean, it all started, you know, he was hospitalized for a night in the beginning of December, and that was fine. You know, he's expected once in a while for a premature baby. But then towards Christmas, you know, baby mama gets sick, and she's in bed for a couple days before Christmas.
Oh, no.
So then she's all right by Christmas Eve. Yeah, that could have been a scare, too. You know,
and
you
that
know
other one, diarrhea, too, probably.
She had that nasty. She had that nasty flu, whatever that was. That
comes out at both ends.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fun.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
She hit her nose on the mic.
Is that what you did? Is that what that sounded?
Yeah.
You can have a close encounter of the turd kind.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
You're such a little turd.
So he's been sick, and then Christmas Eve comes, and he's feeling a little sick again, and. We're taking care of him, and I get that phone call and say, hey, you know, your grandma passed. I'm like, fuck!
Aww.
Like, this is just, it's just mounting. And then it's not even over at that point. So then, you know, with the holidays, we buried her, you know, a week later. So again, he gets sick again. He's breathing, you just see him just deteriorate. So we bring him.
Don't do it.
You're the worst parent the prince.
You can play Darth Vader. It's like, don't do it.
So when you guys were on the show, you guys were doing the show last week. Guys are assholes. I can't even tell.
So he plays the Stewie's Darth Vader.
I can't even tell the story with it.
Sorry, man.
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's your fucking douchebag across from you. You gonna keep playing the sound bite?
No, or? No. Go ahead, man. No one's playing shit.
Well, that's funny because he had to wear a mask and breathe through.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. Did he really? He still got to wear it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you guys take a selfie?
How many MIGs you shoot down last week? Yeah.
How many MIGs?
God, all right.
So is.
Jesus. Don't make me destroy you.
And this is so fucked up because it. It could have killed him. Like, we're laughing about it now, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can only look at the positive side of it, but.
Yeah, now I feel better.
Jesus
Christ. And he's like, and he's not doing good now.
But he's going to. Oh, what's wrong with you?
You're going right to hell, Chris!
Oh, Christopher.
Hold on. He looks terrible.
He's still not stopping.
Man.
Hell.
You ain't right, dude. Christ. Don't make that shit beep.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Don't jinx me. You fucking asshole.
What the fuck?
Yes.
I said my piece, pussy.
Oh, my God. Can I finish now?
Can Maybe.
I
finish?
Can I finish? So, the night of the snowstorm... We drive them to the emergency
which one?
I know.
The last big one. The last big one. Last Thursday. Take them to the emergency room. They take some tests, give them some medicine, send them home. In the middle of that fucking snowstorm, like 3 in the morning. Right smack dab in the middle. Took us 2 hours to get home.
Damn.
Yeah. So
I know, that was a bitch.
Yeah,
it
was a
bitch. It was a bitch getting home from here that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it was. It took me like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. So, of course, it didn't end there. The New Year's Eve... The day before New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve Eve.
New Year's Eve Eve. Eve. I don't know, Chris, you were on, did you work overnight or something?
Yeah.
Something, your job? I posted something because I saw you post. It was like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the emergency room for my ear. The fuck was that?
Oh, it's nothing.
So I was in the emergency room because my ear felt like it was going to fucking explode.
Ah!
And then, Monday, I come home from work, and he's just, again, deteriorated, and he has something that's called RSV, which is some sort of lung respiratory issue that if it goes untreated, you know, kill them. For us, it's a cold. For them, it's something horrible. So,
damn.
Been in the hospital, and finally...
My penis falls off.
And finally, I think we're on the right track. He's home. He just came home last night. So
fever? No fever?
No fever. He had a fever for 2 weeks. like off
Jesus
and on.
Christ.
They couldn't get, yeah, they couldn't.
How high did it get?
The highest, well, every time it crosses like 103.5, you take them in.
I hate that station.
Yeah, so.
103.5?
Yeah.
Damn, that seems high.
It is. Babies, you take.
As opposed to, of course it's high.
Yeah, it's high.
Yeah, but I would think.
Especially for
100
a baby.
Isn't a fever for a baby.
Okay, because I thought your inside started to cook after 104.
It's not a microwave.
They say it's like it. If your temperature gets that.
It's you
high.
Don't literally cook. It's not like
no,
your blood starts boiling or anything.
Ooh,
I
but still, bacon. It's not good.
Anyway, that's my fucking month. Whole fucking month.
So that's all of December into
January.
January.
Good God.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
That sucks.
Come on, Black History Month.
Yeah.
You need a good month, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping this starts it, man.
Another miserable night.
Another miserable month.
You want a sound bite? Another miserable month?
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Horrible. Horrible.
Is baby mama, is she well now?
Oh, yeah, she's well.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't feel my legs!
So I couldn't wait to fucking come back and get some laughs. It was fucking...
I can imagine fucking being...
I know, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
And you know what? The fucking... It's so stereotypical that the nurses, the old nurses, are cunts.
Oh,
like,
really?
And, like, the young nurses are all nice and sweet. And, like, Nurse Ratchet comes in and, like...
They get jaded.
You want to... I don't know why.
Yeah, nurses...
They get jaded. They have to deal with death and, like, needy people
all day. They're in a pediatric unit. It's just
oh, that's fucked
care
up.
Of,
yeah, babies can't talk. Come
no,
down.
But their parents can.
Yeah.
They got to be
we're
10
there,
times worse than a regular
yeah,
patient.
We're there.
It's not
no, they're not. They don't really come in other than to give them the medicine. They don't
what's
take
the
care of
baby. Say?
Yeah.
No, Chris made points.
No, they're just ignorant.
Fuck you, Dad!
Why? What were they doing to you?
They're just, you know, you try to tell them something like, hey, you know, the kid's got diarrhea. And I'm like, no, that's not diarrhea. I'm like, motherfucker, what? It's green and
Jesus.
Fucking dripping out of his fucking... Like, yeah, it's good stuff, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, like, it's all over the place. That's not diarrhea. What is
like,
it?
Like, give the motherfucker some Pedialyte and shut up.
I got to help me Daddy!
Stop arguing. I hate nurses.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again. What, did you shit yourself or something?
Yeah, that's my fucking shitty mom. Couldn't wait to fucking come back.
That sucks.
But I did listen to the last show I was on, the pre-Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking had me laughing, dude.
Why?
It was fun.
I don't remember that one.
It was the whole you were the miserable, you're miserable Christmas thing.
And,
I don't know, that last, and then the gay songs at the end. And then Chris playing the sound. I just fucking.
Oh, yeah. I didn't listen back to that
just,
one. Yeah.
You miserable fuck.
You were here for that.
I was here for that.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
That's right. I remember that now. You miserable fuck.
Yeah.
You miserable fuck.
I don't know,
disgusting.
Just fucking funny, man. We're such assholes. It's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing.
It is funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
All the people we fucking offended over the years, including each other.
Mostly each other.
Such a great, yeah, I guess so for you.
Mostly me.
Yeah, you take a beating.
I do. It's unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
You.
No.
Fuck you!
Okay, I think it's funny. Except the horse shit.
Fuck you, bitch!
Yeah, the horse stuff's getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
She had his cock still in her mouth. He was sucking his cock!
Nobody thinks you're a whore, Missy.
You little hoe. You sick cunt. Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom.
Andrew
zoom,
Lisa,
zoom, zoom.
He tweets, he said, how many MIGs did you shoot down last week? Jesus Christ.
How many MIGs did you shoot down last week?
That's awesome. I'll never have your kid get sick around these guys. jerk offs.
It happens.
No, did you see that? Did you see that Chris Christie drama that's going on?
No,
right
I
now?
Heard about it. What happened?
That piece of shit.
pretty much. What happened then?
You fat fucking scumbag!
He threw people under the bus?
Well, no, no. He denies all involvement, but what happened was the mayor of Fort Lee, it's a town in New Jersey, I guess they were not backing him.
Fucking retard.
Backing the other guy. So people from his staff, from the governor's staff, caused a three-day traffic jam just by putting cones and making like a one lane in and out of Fort Lee. And, it caused a whole fucking ruckus and, you know, somebody died because the ambulance couldn't get through and stuff like
that. What?
Yeah, and they put it in this fucking idiot AIDS put it in like emails.
AIDS.
Like the AIDS. Like the AIDS.
You say AIDS.
Like the AIDS.
You have AIDS? AIDS?
3 days?
Because he wasn't on the governor's, you know, backing the governor.
Why the fuck didn't people just drive like,
he's like
their cones?
He's almost like a mob boss.
That's what I'm... Yeah, exactly.
And he wants to run
there's
the
a show. There's a show you gotta watch, Boss.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's good. A really good fucking
Are you boss?
Show.
I'm boss.
What?
I'm boss.
You ain't boss?
I'm boss, bitch.
Yeah, balls. Your balls. Mouth.
Balls, bitch.
Yeah, that was some gangster shit, man. All they did was put cones and block off this fucking...
Why didn't they just fucking knock the cones down and drive over them?
I don't. Would you do that?
If it was 3 days, yes, I would have. I would have fucking drove the other way back.
So he's saying he knew nothing about it. It was just his AIDS making bad decisions.
How did someone die?
Because somebody had a heart attack and they couldn't get to the hospital because of the traffic jam.
What the fuck?
Basically, all right, you don't want to back us and be on our side? We'll just fucking cause a traffic jam. It's a big.
And is there proof of them?
Yeah, emails.
And the emails said.
Yeah, how about we call the traffic jam?
What a fucking cocksucker!
Good for him.
Probably thinking about how to pull a Columbine.
That's what he gets for not. The guy should have backed him. Should have backed him.
It was a hot chick actually. Was one of the people, and then another dude, his political like advisor or something like that.
He's an asshole. I feel.
He's an asshole.
I like him.
Christy?
Yeah.
I don't like him. I feel like he's a bully.
No, I think he just sticks up for himself.
I don't think he needs to stick up that much. He reminds me
of
that
fat fuck.
Crazy pussy.
Yeah,
you know the pussy guy?
Huh?
The pussy guy, remember? And he's like,
pussy guy.
She said I wanted to eat her pussy, but I have plenty of room.
Fool.
Yeah, he reminds me of like a watered-down version of him.
He's not a bully, though, that Mayor Ford dude.
No, he's just psychotic. Like, he's a crazy person.
Big fat pussy.
I always think of him like tackling that lady. It makes me laugh.
Oh, the chick from last week?
Yeah, when he's like running and he's
oh, yeah. That wasn't him, was it?
Yeah, no, when he knocks over the
when
lady.
When he was wearing the jersey?
No, it's when he was wearing a suit.
I don't remember him knocking over the lady.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. He like shoulder checks her and she's like,
whoa! He sounds very scary to me.
I know.
Christie's boss.
Nah. If he runs for president, I wouldn't vote for him.
You gonna vote for Hillary then?
Hells yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Fucking Hillary. Bill in office again?
Did she sound like this when he knocked her over?
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Yeah. And everyone says that.
Well, Christie's not really for the gays, but I'm sure Hillary will be for the gays.
Hillary will. Hillary's down.
She's down for the cause.
Yeah.
Hillary's one of the gays.
Mm-hmm. She's down, all right.
Oh, he's down.
Yeah, she's down.
I follow Pimp Bill Clinton on Twitter.
Sure you do.
And he refers to Hillary as Hill Dog. It's so funny.
Hill Dog.
Because she looks like a fucking Bowser now.
She doesn't look good.
She's not looking, yeah.
She's never looked good, sorry. But she looks... She looks fucking houndish.
She's fucking like 80, isn't she?
No, she's not.
No, I'm gonna leash it up, dude.
What's the whining?
Like, it was like a sharp A.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine what her pussy looks like?
Oh, man!
He talks about that.
What?
Fake Bill Clinton.
Oh, fake Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he talks about Hillary's pussy. It's hilarious. Some of the tweets are so funny. Oh my god, I'll bring it up. He says stuff about like her having like a penis. And her like sexting him and him throwing up. Like it's so funny. It's called he's at Bill Pimp Bill Clinton.
What is it?
At Bill Pimp Bill Clinton. Shut the fuck up.
Sabataba.
He's really, really funny. But it's obviously not a reel.
It's not a reel. We have another Italian in the room.
It's not a reel.
Not a reel.
It's all a right. fake. It's a fugazi.
Okay, here's one. My phone just auto-corrected Hillary to silverback lesbo tard who's draining my will to live. He says so.
This is fake Bill.
This is fake Bill. Wait, I'm trying to look for one. You didn't think that was funny?
Damn you, autocorrect.
Trying to find ones with Hillary.
A little music behind that.
Damn you, autocorrect.
He talks about a lot of other people, too. Yeah. The Hill Dogs ones.
Monica.
I can't believe the fake.
What the hell was okay, that? Okay, ready?
Little horn out there.
Hill Dog just shit up the bathroom, and now I'm wearing one of those Breaking Bad meth cooking suits so I can breathe. That shit's not funny.
Disgusting.
Yeah. They're fucking... I think they're hilarious, but obviously it's an acquired taste.
Like your pussy.
Real Bill Clinton would never say that.
No, I wouldn't.
You can't just read like a whole bunch. You have to like just.
I well, no. The
she's
other
looking for the good ones.
The Hillary ones I like.
She read the
best.
Good ones.
I thought they were funny. Oh, shut up. Do you want to take a break?
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
It's 9:11.
What's the rush?
I need a smoke.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had to use the bathroom.
I have to do that too.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
Number one and number two.
Number one.
Number two, we come back to.
Chris said that we're not allowed to poop here.
That still stands.
Good thing a ditch in the back. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding!
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
he's
going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
We're back.
Anybody just chilling?
Yeah. Damn, dude. Hey, once again, fuck, I stink like smoke. I don't even smoke.
When?
I fucking hate you. The hate is back, Melissa.
I see.
I don't think it ever left.
No. You always hate me.
That is correct.
It is.
Ding.
Stop. You're out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Did you say constipate?
constant hate?
Oh, close.
Either or. Tomato, tomato.
Champ Con just a
whatever.
Champ Con.
Sticking to it. It's what I believe in.
Well, you do that. You stay close to your beliefs. What are you doing? Taking a selfie?
No. Uh-huh. Fixing my hair. It's like wild. What's up?
You know, whenever you're ready, it's good.
What the fuck? I can talk and look at myself at the same time. What?
I can talk and look at myself at the same time.
Yeah.
It's the mirror challenge.
Did you just pull away from me? What's wrong? What?
You're a weirdo.
Chris hates me now, too. Fabio, do you hate me as well?
I don't hate you.
Cool.
There's no reason to hate you. I got no reason to hate you.
Because I give you a headache.
You give me a headache, but I don't hate you for it. Mm-hmm. Everybody gives me a headache at some point. It's all part of the job.
Yes.
There's no hate, Melissa.
It's all gravy.
Oh, it's all gravy, that's
it's
right.
All gravy. I'm not worried about it.
That's worse than John. It's all gravy.
Is that worse than John? I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
My girlfriend did something like that the other night, or the other day. We were talking about, I was telling her, that first day, what was it, Tuesday? That day was like super fucking cold out. It was like minus whatever. Yeah. And I had warned her. I said, look, it's fucking cold before she was going to work. I said, it's because she's always cold. She's cold in the summertime, you know, when the air's on in the house. And I was like, look, it's really fucking cold. You better bundle up. And, you know, she did that. But then that was the day she had to walk her patients to their cars after their surgeries and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she was out there a lot. And she was like, you know, this morning, she said, I was fine. She said, I was baller. She texted
Hell
me.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck is this?
She was baller?
Yeah, I was like, hang. No way.
Ball in or just baller?
Baller.
Baller. Oh, baller is a thing right now to say.
Oh, it is?
Baller.
Oh, because it was a thing.
Everything's baller. It's like good.
Oh, so that was a thing like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's
big. Yeah, exactly.
It always, slang always comes back around.
Yeah?
That's why awesome. I never let it die.
Because there's a lot of stupid people. They don't go nowhere.
It's part of pop culture. Get with it, Fabio.
I am with it. I'm here.
Be balling. Baller.
No, see, I like the English language. I wish more people spoke it, unfortunately. For instance, perfect example. Has anyone heard, I believe it was, I don't know if it was the quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback from Florida State.
Yep.
What the fuck language was he speaking? Not only that, who the fuck names their kid Jameis?
Jameis?
Jameis.
Yeah.
J-A-M-I-S. Or J-A-E-M-I-S.
I think it's J-A-M-E-I-S.
Whatever. It's still stupid. Jameis. So if you get a chance, listen to his after whatever, his victory whatever interview. Okay. He sounds fucking retarded.
He doesn't make any sense?
No.
Why?
I was like, are you strong? And they was like, we strong, are you strong? We strong.
We didn't come here for no reason.
We didn't come here for no reason. And then I was like, what?
I didn't hear this.
Oh, God, it's brutal.
And he's Southern, too?
If he's saying in then.
Yeah, I have it ready to go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Up on YouTube. Let's see.
Final drive. What did you tell your teammates around
you? I said, guys, we didn't come here for no reason. I said, guys, this is ours, man. This is our, all the adversity we went through. The first
aggraversion.
Few quarters, it was ours to take.
That's probably his sister's name.
We control our own destiny. Those men looked me in my eye and they said, we got this, James. And I said, he said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong. Are you strong? And I said, we're strong, man.
You strong, man. We strong.
He said,
we strong? We
and
strong,
said,
then.
We all strong.
I strong if you strong.
I strong. You strong?
I strong.
Who use? What the fuck is going on?
What you talking about? Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
Seriously.
He just said it with some passion.
He said.
And he has an accent. I could understand everything.
He's American, goddammit.
So, every part of America has different accents.
Right. They got, whatever, different accents, dialects, whatever you want to call it. But still, that ain't English, what he was speaking.
I could understand him perfectly.
Well, again.
Of course. That's right up your alley.
Again. That's just another way of saying you're stupid. What he just said, because really, that's...
Nice place, nigga.
I mean, this guy's got a full scholarship.
Seriously, I want to see the classes he takes.
He takes bullshit classes.
I really want to see the classes that he takes. What's he got, like technology class?
Dude, 2 years and he's out.
You're right.
2 years and he's out.
He's like either making kites in technology class.
There's a lot of people who play college sports that wouldn't be in college if it wasn't.
You know what's
sports.
Sad? There's kids out there that aren't like great in school, but they're good, but just not good enough to get a scholarship, and they can't go to college. But this motherfucker can go to college
because he plays football.
I understand. But what I'm saying is fucked up because listen to him. And I'm sure that high school kid that can't afford tuition, you know.
Fuck him. Learn how to throw a football.
Right. But what if he's handicapped or something? I mean,
then he'll probably get a scholarship anyway for being handicapped.
What?
I don't know. Special
scholarship
for
handicapped?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I don't know. I just think it's funny, though, because this guy, he gets a full, you know, college education. And he sounds like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
And then he'll be broke after he's done his NFL career if he makes it there.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I always judge everything on Allen Iverson.
I know what she's saying. Because
give it to all your homies.
You'll just buy everything and spend.
Because you don't know what it's like. And you don't have somebody that advises you properly, I'm sure. And you don't know any better.
Well, when you give somebody a lot of money that's used to not having any... They usually spend it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know his background. Is he from a poor family?
I mean, he's...
Dude, the way he speaks, I'm going to go with yeah, because no rich fucker talks like that.
They're not raised like that. Yeah. They're raised differently.
If he had parents, or let's go with benefit of the doubt, he has two parents.
Oh, my God, Fabio.
Let's just go with that notion, all right? Let's say he has a mom and a dad, and they're still together, and they're still whatever. He, judging by the way he talks, he probably doesn't have a lot of money. Like, the family doesn't have a lot of money. Because no family that does have money, even, like, average money, speaks like that and lets their child speak like that. I'm going to guess that they have a shanty somewhere in South Carolina.
He could be, like, posing, too, though.
No. Nobody poses stupid. I'm sorry. I give credit to people that are stupid, that post smart, like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson tries to sound smart.
Right.
But he's not. But he tries because he knows that being stupid and outright about it is stupid. So he's trying to do something. Like, sometimes you'll use a big word and you don't know the meaning of
That's such bullshit.
But you'll use it sometimes and you'll be like, you know, you'll say whatever. And it's like, oh, look at her. She just saw this word, and she's throwing it in there.
There's another post-game interview with some guy from Michigan State. I don't know if you heard it, where he talks another language. Like, he has his own language.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
There it is. Let's see.
It's coming up roses for you. How does it feel to send this team to the Rose Bowl for the first time in 26 years?
I feel good. That's been one of our goals since the beginning of the season. And we just covered goal by goal. And now we've made it. And now we're excited. Happy to play a game. So I get that dub.
You said suck a dick?
What?
Happy to play a game. Suck a dick.
Happy to play a game. Suck a dick.
Was that buckwheat?
I don't know, man. What
the fuck? That's crazy.
How about one of those race fucking events?
That was somebody taped off the TV.
What?
Sabate.
Sabatabatabat?
Sabate.
What?
Holy shit, that was bad.
Right? How about that?
There was a great one from a couple of years ago. A cornerback played for the Bills. His name was Ellis Langster, I think it was. He stuttered.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
We played that on the show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about... Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah, he was a... stuttering motherfucker. Holy shit. I forgot about that.
Sabatabat. Somatoma Satan. Somato.
Gotta love it.
That seems like it was so long ago.
It was.
I know.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with guys like that who can barely speak the language getting a scholarship if they're good at sports.
I'm not saying I don't really want to get into that discussion about the whole sports thing. I'm trying to keep it away from, I'm just saying in general, like someone who just can't speak the English language at all. Like you don't have to be, I don't care if you have perfect grammar. Like that doesn't bother. Nobody has perfect grammar, really.
Carlton Banks.
Yeah, well he does. But what I'm saying is you know, and really, I'm not even trying to keep it to a race thing, because trust me.
No, it's not just a race.
There's some poor white trash.
Oh, yeah.
White Justifiers.
Watch Justified. half the cast in there can't speak English. I mean, it's characters, but still, they're portraying what it's really like.
What happens when these cats go out in the real world? Because most of them aren't going to make the pros. So what do they do with that? Like they get their college.
I'm not a cat. I was shit in a box.
You had to say that.
Meow.
What do they do? What kind of job do they get? They have a college education that one.
Well, if they don't end up playing sports, they're fucked. Because honestly, what could they do? They'll graduate college with some sort of degree, but. Let's be honest. Most of these athletes, they don't actually do any work in these classes to learn any of the fucking shit that they're getting a degree on. I mean, some do, but not all of them do. They skate right through. You know, I can't imagine that, you know, every college is so strict about this, you know, these guys.
And yeah, if the player's good enough, they'll grade some third program.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 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 The better athlete you are, the dumber you can be if you want to be. It's really what it comes down to.
You're absolutely correct.
So, thank you. So, you know, I that's my thing. If this guy doesn't, if he has an injury or if he just stinks and just doesn't make it, I mean, doesn't even get drafted or anything, like he gets no money out of playing sports, what's he going to do?
Work in a shoe store.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He could be managing a Foot Locker at best.
Yeah.
You know, working at Church's Chicken or some shit. I don't fucking know. Waffle House. You know, what could he do? I went to Florida State. I got a degree in business.
I got a degree in business.
Business. I can't spell business, but it's spelled bin-is. B-E-E-N-is. Business.
Business.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying though. I went to Florida State, a relatively good college, and I have a degree in business, but
business.
Right, what am I going to do? What can he possibly do?
Nothing.
It's not like he could be a coach at Florida State because they already have coaches. They don't need another one.
I don't know. I would think you would make enough connections up to that point to where you get a job somewhere. Even if it was a stupid job.
If they're smart.
Car dealer.
Yeah.
Car salesman, insurance salesman.
Well, check out this ride right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Okay. And then.
Check out this one over here.
And then we got this one over here. I just don't see it, man.
You said most of these guys, they're like insurance salesmen. Like it's some bullshit job.
Honestly, I wish they would come out with like, you know how ESPN does 30 for 30? Those documentaries. I want to see a documentary about college kids that didn't make it into pro sports, that banked on it, and where they are now. Because they show like where former athletes are now, which is amazing that they're all bankrupt, broke. Bombed out, whatever. But I want to see something about college kids that they make. That would actually be interesting to watch. What are they up to now? One kid's fucking the squeegee guy at a car wash.
Googling it.
What exactly are you Googling?
Yeah, what are you Googling?
Where do college athletes go if they don't make it to the pros?
They go to hell.
They go to a special farm.
Like what the fuck are you talking about?
The school drops them off at this special farm where they play with other college athletes that couldn't make it to NFL or NBA.
What are you talking about?
You know how like you drop dogs off to the farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually their argument of why college athletes should be paid.
They are paid.
They are paid to get an education.
They should get paid salary, though, on top of it.
I mean, let's take like Notre Dame, for example. It's got to be 60 G's a year to go there, right?
I think so.
Okay, so they're getting paid 60 G's a year right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying
who's getting paid 60 G's a year?
The athlete.
They're getting a free education.
Oh, gotcha.
Room and board.
Gotcha.
I mean, thought you meant like they were actually making that money back in pocket. I was like, whoa.
Well, they probably are.
Boosters, yeah. Probably.
But, I mean, I agree with it to a certain extent. They should give them money to live on. But, I mean, they're already... I mean, they bring in probably billions of dollars.
They do.
For the colleges. But at the same time, they are getting at least $50,000 a year from these major schools.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Maybe give them a stipend or something.
That's what a lot of it says.
Not enough to really, you know, go out and...
Because you know that they're not allowed to have jobs?
Yeah, they're not allowed to work.
I got a good brain.
All right, Jameis, relax.
They're not allowed to work? Is that the rule?
Yeah, it's a rule.
Did someone just misspell James? Is that what happened there? They added an I by accident? Jameis.
When they signed the birth certificate.
Oh, fuck it, Doc. Just leave it.
Jameis. He's a family.
Jameis Johnson. John, J-O-W-N.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Son?
Johnson.
Johnson. Fucking idiots. Really? Fucking retards.
They blow that golden opportunity, man. You get a free education. You get to have fun playing a sport that you've played all your life. And half of them blow it.
I would hope most of them would... Like, take advantage of the college education.
They don't.
Though.
They don't.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but you're saying that as a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
As somebody in their 30s. You're talking about 18, 19-year-old kids. They're banking on going to the pros. They're not... 19-year-old kids don't have a fucking backup plan.
Yeah, but...
They're living it up. They're kings on campus.
Still, but if they're
like, pussy just getting thrown at them.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah, but if
like Jameis Winston was accused of rape a couple months
ago. He doesn't need to rape anybody.
That girl was probably blowing him, and then she says, "Oh, he raped my mouth. Fuck you, get out of here.
He's an asshole."
They're probably lined up around the block to suck that guy's dick.
Absolutely. What's he got? Yeah. You're right. Poor shit.
So what'd you find, miss?
No, it kind of just says the same thing, like... College students should be paid.
Been on that phone for like 2 minutes.
I know. I went through
sweet
three
mother
pages.
Of God. What is the hold up?
But I just think that if they had enough discipline to be good at a sport, they would be able to have enough.
You lack discipline.
That shit's natural talent. Not all of it. All of it is hard work.
What?
Anybody who has like natural talent that just makes it and doesn't really try, it's far and few between. You know? Like, Michael Jordan was insanely disciplined.
Michael Jordan is... You know?
Michael Jordan wasn't the player he wasn't.
Yeah, but, like, Allen Iverson wasn't. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, I would think that there's a different work.
That's hard work. Jesus Christ. That ball still didn't drop yet?
Your kids' balls are going to drop.
No wonder why your kids got problems. You just conceived with one nut. You got conceived by half a man.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Chris takes it to the next level. I swear.
It's hard.
I fucking hate you, Chris.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Fucker.
Jesus Christ.
My balls.
You're like the dad Fokker. That's what he says when he first meets the Burnses. You believe I conceived this kid with only one testicle?
Yeah.
So anyway, what were you saying, miss, about the whole Michael Jordan thing?
I don't know. I would think that like students are more disciplined now than they... It's more common.
Look, what I'm saying is I'm not saying that all the college kids, that even the ones that play sports, or especially the ones that play sports, I'm not saying that all of them don't take advantage of their... I mean, there's some good athletes that actually stay in college another year before entering a draft or whatever because they want to finish.
That's insanely stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's Chris's opinion, but, you know, I can see that point. I could. It's not a fact. It's not a fact.
Look at Matt Barkley.
What about him?
He would have been a top 10 pick. He stayed in school. He ended up going in the fifth fucking round.
That doesn't mean that he wouldn't have had a fucking. He would have had a good year if he went in the fucking.
It doesn't matter if he has a good year or not. It's the money.
Right, but they're going to spend the money. They ain't going to have shit.
He could always buy that college education. Go back when he's done. Stupid.
All I'm saying
is. Your first round pick, you go.
All I said was that kids do fucking stay to finish their college education.
Okay.
You know, so some do, some don't. But then there's ones that, like, are really. Like, there's some NFL players that apparently are really smart.
Didn't Andrew Luck stay 4 years? Or did he leave?
I don't remember.
I thought he left there. I thought he stayed 4 years.
There's a couple, like, who was. I forget who it was. A former NFL player was like really smart. Like he did a lot of shit.
Oh, Alex Smith, the guy that finished college in like 2 years.
No. I don't know. He blew, but no. But there were some athletes that were really bright, you know, and that's rare. There's more dumb than bright, but then you have the ones on the opposite end where just like they're fuck. Remember Dexter Manley?
Yeah, he signed his contract with Next because he was illiterate.
Right, he didn't know how to fucking read or write or nothing.
Jesus,
right? Where was he? Where was Jesus for him? Because he was fucking.
Where is
dumb.
He now?
Dexter Manley's in jail, isn't he?
I don't know.
He's been in and out.
And he was in the NFL.
Yeah, he played for the Redskins, I think. Yeah, the Redskins.
Mm. He was a beast in Tecmo Bowl.
He was.
Him and Bo Jackson.
Did he go to college or no?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, wow. Nobody noticed he was there.
Damn, that's fucked up.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, things have changed since then.
Yeah.
Like, they'll at least get you to read your own name, write your own name. But that's really about it. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to be well-versed in the English language when you leave college, especially if you're someone who can't speak English, if you're speaking whatever, backyard Tennessee or whatever the fuck, you ain't speaking anything, you know, like normal. You hear some of these athletes that had that southern drawl.
Yeah.
You know, then there's some athletes that don't, they have like a lisp, you know, like speech impediment. Mm-hmm. It's nothing you could do to change that. That's just a lisp or a speech impediment. But then you have people that are just like stupid, like this Jameis fella. He's fucking idiot. And then, I don't know that Swahili you played right after him. I don't know what the fuck he said.
I didn't understand
it. It almost sounded like one of those Spanish soccer announcers. I was waiting for him to say goal at the end of that. I didn't understand anything he said.
I understood some, but then it was like, what the fuck just happened?
He just launched.
He got faster, and then it was like, shit, what?
Now look, face it. This country is overrun by dumb people. And it's not getting any better. That's why this country's one of the worst in the world in education. I mean, the chinks are killing us. They're killing us.
Oh, yeah, they're smart.
The Indians are killing us, too. Some Middle Eastern countries are killing us in education. Some European countries are killing us in education. And you know what's funny? They're learning English now. Everybody's learning English. It's the second language in the world now. Well, it's the primary language, but everyone's learning.
The only place it's not is America.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what we have to learn Spanish.
We're the minority.
We have to learn Mexican and Spanish or whatever the fuck that is. Mexican.
I'm going to learn Mexican. Spexican.
You know, Spexican. And.
What? Are you saying something? Look, I don't speak Spanish.
But now, you know, everybody else is learning English except for Americans. It's sad. It's fucking sad. It's a travesty.
It's people taking advantage of America.
America.
See, I mean,
she said it. She said it's like America.
As illiterate as Jameis Winston sounded on that, I mean, I don't watch college football.
Me either.
I would assume Florida State has a program that's very similar to an NFL offense and defense, just being that it's a big program.
Sure.
This guy's got to be smart to walk up to the line of scrimmage, look at the defense, and know what they're doing.
No, black quarterbacks can't
be defenses. Wait. Hold on. What is
that's bullshit.
Well, what is it? Smart in a football sense.
Yeah, it would still have to be intelligent for that. He's probably got 200 different plays he's got to know.
X's and O's, code names, big deal.
Look at Jesse.
No, that's I think you're completely wrong with that.
That's not like reading a textbook, dude. It's not like learning a textbook. It isn't.
It is if you're interested in it.
Yeah, I get that, but what is
if
that?
If you're fucking love how like, is
how history. How is memorizing a playbook and learning how to read defenses going to help you flip burgers?
It's not. But I'm saying you have to be intelligent to do that. To play quarterback at any level, you probably have to be intelligent.
See, yeah, and again, if you're mixing sports with real life, and I'm saying in a sports sense, he is smart, but I'm saying.
But it takes intelligence to have that.
But he's not intelligent in the real world, though.
Well, you don't know that. You heard him speak.
Well, he speaks like he's not intelligent, but I mean...
I want to see his SAT scores. I want to see his IQ. I want to see him... What's that fucking test they got to take when they get into the NFL?
Oh, the
the Wonderlic test.
Yeah, Wonderlic. Yeah, what? I want to see that.
What's
school.
That? What's a Wonderlic
test? It's like an IQ test.
Yeah, it's like a dummy IQ test.
Let's take them.
I don't know if we can. I think it's like strictly.
You could probably buy them.
You think so?
Yeah, you could probably buy them.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be real
what's
fun.
What's it called? I'll make
isn't there only like 14 questions or something? No, Wanderlust?
Yeah, Wanderlust.
Yeah, Wanderlust. Yeah, that's it. Wanderlust. Isn't that a movie? That's a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Fucking retard. You failed. All right. How did you go from Wonderlic to Wonderlic?
Wonderlic?
Yeah.
Wonderlic.
Wonderlic, L-I-C.
Is it someone's last name?
I guess. I don't know.
Wonderlust is the one with Paul Rudd, right?
It's a shit.
I never see
it. Oh, yeah.
Barry Aniston. I took a movie.
That's what?
It's a good movie.
Champ Kond was in it.
Yeah, he was
shut up.
If Paul Rowe was in it.
Wonderlic. Is it German?
What the fuck?
Does it
why would he know or even care?
What does it matter? It's German.
Yeah, the test isn't all German. That's why they keep failing it.
Nyasnyasnyasnyagen! Farfignugen!
Wonderlic.
Okay.
Wunderlich.
Wandersex.
Wandersex.
I'm going to try and get one, and then we'll take them and see who's smartest in the NFL.
What?
We don't play in the NFL.
But if we were going to...
Can I say something?
What?
Not to you, to him. Uh-oh. Getting back to that being intelligent shit.
She can't read a defense.
Shut up.
So you're saying...
Vince Young had the lowest score ever on the Wonderlic test.
How far...
Surprise!
Is it two?
According to...
Google. He probably just drew like a big X on the paper and handed it in. Like, I don't give a fuck about this.
He circled the entire paper. I'm a national champion.
Yeah, like he wasn't going to be drafted regardless of how he did on that test.
Well...
No yeah, and I think like I think one of the highest scores ever was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
So what's this test tell you?
That's
shit.
But see, Ryan Fitzpatrick actually went to a smart school.
Yeah, he was Yale Ivy League. Yeah.
What do you go, Yale or Princeton? One of those.
One. He was an Ivy League school. Yeah. I don't know where he's from.
He's Harvard. Harvard. He's a Harvard guy.
That's it. He went to Harvard.
Harvard has a football team?
Sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Sure they do. They're never, you know, contenders.
Because it's Ivy League, yeah. So they don't.
They beat up on the other smart kids.
Yeah, they they play all the other white kids. That's the only league where it's all white. The white league.
That's why it's the worst league to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White Championship Bowl of 2013. Yale versus Princeton.
Yeah, exactly.
Cracker Bowl. Cracker Bowl. Cracker Bowl 13. Yeah, I can't. That's got to be a boring fucking game. He hands it off. He hands it off again. Another handoff.
Bunch of flat-footed white guys.
Yeah.
Who's at the 45? The 40. The 35. The 30. Jesus Christ, is fucking taking forever.
Could someone get me some more pate? He's going to be a while.
All right, I found it. So we'll be able to take it.
Just enough time for that kid to run in that touchdown. Jesus Christ. Took you long enough.
FootballIQScore.com.
Okay.
Wait. Are you sure it's not?
It's probably a fucking...
Football IQ?
It's not.
Okay.
Because right. The thing on it was like, are you smarter than a football player? They
it's
have to
be
take
a bullshit test.
They have to take this test. Take our like version of it. The actual test isn't posted anywhere.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but they
can't
have
get a hold of it.
But they have something that's comparable to it.
Because if they did, then everybody would know football's a scam. My
this motherfucker don't know 2 + 2.
My kindergartner knows this shit. What the fuck? Football players are dumb. Most athletes are dumb.
The Wunderlich.
The Wunderlust.
Like, a lot of Olympic athletes, they don't even get to go to school. They're all homeschooled.
Yeah, because that's all they do is train.
That's it. Which is stupid. That's a dumb way to live your life.
I wouldn't want to do that. Well, I wouldn't fucking know.
You'd look like Arnold Schwarzenegger right now if you did that. You see these fucking girls doing gymnastics?
It's insanity. They have no boobs.
They all have dicks.
And you get your period at like 40.
Yeah. One shot deal.
It just comes pouring
out. It all flows out at 40 for a half an hour. Ugh.
Ew.
No, these women are disgusting.
I know, I've seen
all their back sits at fucking 9.
But it's just the payoff's not there for that. Mm-mm. If you can go to like a major professional league and make millions of dollars, it makes sense to prepare like that.
Sure.
For the Olympics, if you're lucky, you get to go to one.
I think they compete throughout the year, though, as well.
They do.
Yeah.
No, they do.
Yeah, but there's, you never get that huge
there's like
payoff.
There's, like, nationals and stuff
league.
Like that.
The huge payoff is Wheaties and endorsements and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they don't really get paid.
If
they win the gold, they don't get that much money.
No, isn't
I forget
it
what
like
the prize
50
is.
Grand or something?
Not even. It's ridiculously low.
They'll be selling that gold medal.
They'd make more money if they did. They would make more money if they did.
Pawn that shit.
Yeah, fucking Phelps pawned all his for weed. Yeah, they don't make shit, and they work so fucking hard, harder than any regular athlete. Like
they do it for the love. They don't do it for money.
They're fucking dumb.
A lot of those people.
A lot of people don't care about making money.
It's not even the money part. Their lives are ruined.
Why?
They don't get any experiences like what regular kids go through.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't get to go on dates. You know, I mean, there's probably figure skaters out there that their hymen is rock solid.
It's bulletproof.
It's just not, you know, they don't know shit about shit, you know.
Yeah.
Flat-chested, big, muscular, you know, fucking whatever, balance beam girls. Oh, my God, they're ridiculous. They all have, like, Barry Sanders thighs, you know, and then they have, like, back zits and chest hair. They use all kinds of fucking hormones and stuff. There's no way a fucking kid can work out and look like that. A little girl.
Why does your 9-year-old daughter have a mustache?
Here, I want to introduce you to my daughter, Sally.
Hi.
They're just, it's really fucked up. I mean, and they ruin, like I said, they ruin their lives. I mean, Special Olympics, they don't train all that time. They only put that on just to make them feel good about themselves for
this
one.
This is my wheelchair!
Day.
There are many like it, but this one is mine!
Exactly.
Yay!
They just, you know, just
what
one day to
Johnny
make them
Johnny Knoxville
feel-
movie?
Oh, The Ringer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Like that monster Todd from Green Mile.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, now the Winter Olympics are coming up. Everyone's making a big stink about Lindsey Vonn not being in it.
Yep.
Why isn't she being in it?
Her fucking knee's not healing. She's had too many fucking knee injuries.
She's been on her knees way too much.
She skis like a fucking corpse. She doesn't know. She fucking crashes into everything. I'm surprised she's still alive at this point.
Then why would they even want her to compete if she's not good?
Because she wins all the time.
Well, because
she crashes and wins?
She's America's sweetheart right now. She's hot. She's fucking Tiger Woods' whore.
Oh.
No, but she's like, she's pretty. She's pretty. I'm not going to lie. She's a very good looking girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like America's sweetheart. Every 4 years, they always have a new American sweetheart
in the
Olympics.
And they have to.
Yeah.
Because nobody gives a shit about these sports.
Exactly.
Skiing.
Dude, curling all day,
curling.
Baby.
The best highlight from the last Winter Olympics was that dude that died in a luge.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was awesome.
That
was like a
human
rocket.
That was crazy.
They fucking carried his limp body. They dragged him right through the snow, man. That shit was wild.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
God,
forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I would like to luge.
Is that the...
You know what that sounded
like? Eminem came out with the French version, Lose Yourself.
That would be fun, though.
No, it wouldn't. Bobsledding, losing, whatever.
I think it would.
No, that shit's fucking... They go like 180 miles
an
hour.
But not that fast. And
oh, yeah. We'll get a slow luge for you.
We'll make
we'll get a sluge.
A sluge.
A sluge for you. A slow luge.
I'll just sled.
Just go sledding, for fuck's sake. Just leave it at that.
Did you see that water slide that they're building in, like, Texas?
No. I would never even
know.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Contemplate.
Why?
Absolutely.
Why mean it's terrifying?
It's
like as high as King of Ka.
It's up in the sky, dude. It's so fucking high. And it just goes almost, it's almost straight to, it's disgusting.
It's a water slide.
Yeah, how many turds do you think are going to be left on that thing?
It looks the big terrifying. Brown street
down the middle. How do you get up there? An elevator?
You walk up steps like
this. Ah, dude, fuck
no,
that.
No, you can't. You got to be kidding me. You got to walk all the way up there.
I don't know if they're. Are they going to make you walk?
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Because they're building it
then
right
it
now.
Then it can't be that fucking high if they're making you
it's
walk.
It's the highest one.
It's the highest water slide ever.
And the steepest one. I don't know how gravity keeps you.
And they said it will go up to 65 miles an hour.
That's just not natural.
And it's a water slide.
Yeah, it's called.
It looks terrifying. It looks absolutely terrifying.
I said pissing themselves.
Somebody's going to shit themselves on that thing.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even go on it. I would never go on it. You couldn't pay me to go on it.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not my kind of...
Like, looking at it, I get, like, queasy. Just looking at pictures of it online.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great, to be
no,
honest
it's,
with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sounds like a lot of people would fly right off it.
Someone's going to die. Someone's going to die.
Just piss.
Fabio, it's humongous.
Thank you. Please isolate that. That's awesome. Now if I can only get my girlfriend to say that.
Yeah.
You scared. Oh, Fabio.
I can't wait to cut this show off. Everyone's getting a copy. Actually, that's going to be my new ringtone.
You really want some dude saying, oh, Fabio?
Fabio, you humongous.
Shut up.
You fucking faggot. Oh, man.
I also listened to the show where your Biffle was on it. It's the first time I listened to it.
Yeah.
You guys both have, like, shit in your throat. That's the first thing I noticed was you guys have,
shit in your
you know,
throat.
Like
smokers.
She doesn't smoke.
No?
No.
It's semen, I guess,
no,
but something.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's fucking bizarre. God. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, she sounds just like fucking Missy almost.
You think so?
I think so.
Did you guys think so?
I don't remember.
not as far as deep manly voice, just as far as like the shit in your throats, whatever. She's not a smoker.
Shit.
She's not a smoker. She's never smoked.
No. She must have had a bad day. I don't know.
If I would have noticed, I think I would have called her on it.
You would have called? Yeah.
I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
That would have been topic of discussion. Yeah. Hey, you guys sound alike.
Mm-hmm. Are you disgusted? I am. I am. I was listening with one ear, so it could just...
Just listening in one ear.
Yeah. And yeah, that was a good show, too. See,
I don't care.
Had me laughing.
You did? You liked it? Is that the? And that was the first time you listened to it?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Boring. So what?
Do you want to tell us about any other shows you listen to?
Let me see.
I listen to... No.
I haven't listened to much. I did listen to the. Which
one?
Did listen to the Richie Castellano show on the whole.
on the hole.
On the glory hole. The hole now.
It's hole. The hole now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told Fabio.
Right up your ass. The hole. That was a good show. Great show.
Is that the second one he was on?
It was the last one I did to see. It was him and like two other people from like Queen. Somebody that played Queen and Meatloaf.
Oh, so it's a third.
Played a bunch of songs.
It's the third time he was on.
Yeah, then it's the third.
Oh, I gotta listen.
Dude, they played a bunch of songs. It was awesome.
I gotta listen.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
All the shows with him on it were fucking
awesome. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to it. I heard it was awesome, though.
You. Music lover.
Are we going to do these clips or what?
Sure. For shizzle.
Need some news music?
Word, yeah.
All right, this is part two of the news bloopers, 2013.
Jersey Jerk.
I think I got it.
Oh, yeah.
A Jersey Jerk's news update.
I'm a fucking retard. Go ahead.
All right. This first one, a female news anchor talking about what she was doing when her son was teething.
This is part two from last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I couldn't get I didn't even know about the other half of the video.
When my son was teething, he used to like to take the big fat rubber end of my vibrating toothbrush and put it in his mouth on.
Okay.
And he'd just kind of sit there like, oh, yeah, that feels good. That hits the spot. My gums are itchy.
I actually saw that one, and I left that one out.
That's funny.
Because I didn't know if that was good enough audio-wise. Because her motions was what was making it funny. Because she was like, looked like she was sucking cock.
And the guy that was with her was like, what the fuck?
He was laughing.
The fucking whore.
That's funny.
This is one where the news anchors are talking about dressing up their dogs.
Oh, God.
I cut this one out, too.
Now, we all have dogs. Have you ever dressed your dog up?
I honestly have not.
Well, you got a big dog. That's probably why.
She's larger.
Yeah. Mark has a little wiener. Have you ever dressed the wiener up?
I do.
Mark has a little wiener.
Marco. Thank God there's no O at the end of that one.
Marco.
Did you see the two drunk girls at the Texas A&M game from last year?
I cut that one out, too.
Dude.
That's why I like you. I like you too.
I cut it's like a minute long, and I cut half of it out.
Aww.
These girls are
fucking retarded drunk,
hammered. Just
definitely don't want a repeat of that for your Aggies. I understand this. Now you probably wouldn't mind a repeat of their first year in the SEC.
Johnny football.
Look, some Johnny football fans here already. Look. I think Johnny. This is live. Yes. You guys.
I think that dude's drunk too.
Hey, you guys, I think we're with Johnny football.
I think Johnny's a pussy.
No, see, I can tell. I read the blogs for sure.
I know Johnny football.
You know Johnny football. See?
How do you feel about the game?
How do you feel about the game?
I feel like A&M is going to do a great job because Johnny just got the Heisman.
This is why I like you. This is why I like you very much.
He's trying to get some pussy.
These are high-minded fans for sure. Yes.
What do you think about the game?
I'm all A&M.
Oh, my.
Oh, gosh. You guys, we are live.
It's hard to hear, but she's saying, where's the weed at?
Great job. No. And Giga Maggie.
All right.
Well, we are going to win. We have always been great in this, like, SEC. We've been great in the SEC. We have, like,
Giga Maggie.
Definitely found our spot in the SEC, so we're going to win. OU has nothing on us. Come on, y'all.
I could not have said.
I God never want to date a girl
who
Giga Maggie?
Yeah, yeah, that was a person?
Probably it sounds like a black girl's name.
Oh.
This is my sister, Giga Maggie.
Were they pretty?
No.
Oh, they weren't?
I didn't think so.
Were they fat?
No.
They're just not pretty.
No.
They were okay.
I think as soon as they opened their mouths, they became ugly as shit.
They're so annoying.
Yeah.
Girls should never talk about sports, especially when they're hammered.
Dude. Amen to that shit. That's all I'm saying. Amen.
This next one, they're talking about an Alzheimer's study that was published.
Promising new research in the fight against Alzheimer's. Scientists have discovered a pattern of 23 proteins in a patient's spinal fluid that seems to identify the presence of the disease. The study's being published today in the Annals of Neurology.
Nice.
Ow. No. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Anals.
The anals.
This is one we've played on the show when it happened.
KTV has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
I mean, who?
Hugh Janus.
Don't they read the shit before it comes on air?
Whoever got that on the air will probably never work in that field again, but he's a fucking genius.
He's probably flipping burgers with that guy.
Jamins?
The one I played from last week. Fucking shit.
Yeah,
I went to Carolina, and I'm good to used to being on the East Coast. What?
This one I couldn't find a good background on. I believe they're talking about soccer. It's from Fox Sports. Just listen to it.
There has been a lot of interest in the Gold Coast.
Definitely
the
soccer.
The Gold Suns, and they are going to...
He's talked over to cunt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There has been a lot of interest in the Gold Cunts, and the Gold Suns, and they are going to start favorites.
Who doesn't like Gold Cunts?
This one I found hysterical. It's a news anchor preparing for a show, kind of like Rob Burgundy does, but he's Mexican.
R con R con R con R y ra 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 ro ri ra.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
This one, I don't know what the fuck they were talking about, but the anchor meant to say hunting the dodos into extinction.
Now, extinctions, I don't have to tell you, have been part of the natural history of the world for millennia. Man-made extinctions have even happened before. I guess we hunted the dildo into extinction. but the dodo, rather, forgive me. I'm having my words today. The dodo into extinction.
You just bring more attention to yourself.
Forgive me.
Just keep going.
Yeah,
just keep going.
Man. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
This reporter's got the best name ever.
The firefighters have not confirmed how this fire started. The call's still under investigation. Live in North Fort Myers, Christina Lesby in, ABC 7.
Excuse me, ABC 7.
That's great.
Lesbian.
Live in Philadelphia. This is Fabio Faggot. Back to you, fuckers.
This is Lisa Lesbian.
All right, just tell me when you want me to stop this one, because it's going to get on your nerves real fucking fast. It's a weatherman telling you what it's like to be a weatherman.
Everybody asked me what it's like to be a weatherman, so I figured I'd describe it as best as I know how.
I'm done.
Yeah. This is good. This is good.
This is on live TV.
Yeah, you better do what we tell you. There's a sky full of strats. Better grab an umbrella. I make it rain.
Oh!
I make it rain on them homes. I make it rain. I make it rain on them.
It gonna rain.
I make it rain. I make the highs and the lows. I make it rain. I make the rain and the snow. If I tell you a storm's coming, I'm not lying. Predict so well, you'd swear I'm a Mayan. Ladies love a weatherman, even on a cloudy day.
Is Chris Howard?
Guess that makes us 50 Shades of Grey. All day, all we do is look at models. Oh, and all night we watch Mother Nature drop it low. This weather team loves the weather game. And we look good. We're weather vane. If it's gonna rain, man, you know I'ma tell you to stand under an umbrella. Rihanna, you got temperature swings, huh, Mama Earth? Bring it on, I got thermometers like I'm a nurse. Yeah, we know what's up with the downburst. Our forecasts are money, put them in your purse. I'm killing this beat, oh my. I'm about to tat a raindrop under this eye. I make it rain, it's not a light drizzle. My flow is on point. Icicle. I'm watching radar all day like I'm a copper. Meteorology is fly. Grab a swatter. And accountants love me because my forecast.
Jesus.
Whoever says rap doesn't take talent, listen to that.
Wow.
That was ridiculous.
Terrible.
That was like 300 bars straight.
That's rap song.
Hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog.
One, that's the shit. Jalapeno.
What?
Sauerkraut, jalapeno.
What?
I've been trying to come up with ideas for a song, and I can't. No. Do you guys have anything? I think as soon as they get the chorus, everything else will just fit into place, but.
Yeah.
We gotta make one.
What?
We should ask.
What?
Pastor Barr himself.
What?
Help us make a song, Pastor Barr.
What?
Is that his name?
Bishop.
Bishop.
What?
Bishop Barr.
Bishop Barr.
Bishop Frederick Barr.
Bricka, bricka.
Call him. Call him. Ask him to write a song for us.
Hello, can you write me a song?
You're a whore. Admit it. Admit you're a bit whore. Go ahead.
I don't know if he's going to say that.
And that escalated quickly.
Missy can, like, sneeze. You're a whore. You're a whore.
It's like, thanks.
I don't feel so. You're a whore.
This next one's the Valentine's Day forecast from last year.
Oh,
hopefully,
man.
It'll be the same for this year.
Looking like a nice day to maybe head outside with your significant other or whoever you want to hang out with. And then the weekend, so far, so good. Should be dry, but in the 40s. So slow and sleddy. Steady.
The race.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Stupid whore.
Yeah, we know what you meant.
Yes. And I'm going to see her boobs.
This one here, one of the funniest ones are when somebody gets caught with a hot mic on. They have no idea they're on.
Oh, that's
kind of like the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
the fuck are you doing? Same principle here.
This is all the time we have for this Saturday night. Saturday Night Live is next with a new one with John Goodman as host. We'll be back tomorrow after football. Hope to see you. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. What the fuck are you doing?
That's all I have from 2013. This is the newest one, and if there's a lot of people saying that this one's fake, but if it's real,
if it's
2014,
real, it's
let me be the judge. Star.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care if she's 20. Hell, I'd fuck her. You can't say you wouldn't fuck her.
So
maybe that's what I'll do
girl.
When they find her. I'll go and fuck her. Fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize for that editing error in that story.
He was talking about
why did they wait so
girl?
Long for? Why did they wait so long for to cut that off?
Because it's shitty fucking, just somebody doing a shitty fucking version of it.
I'd fuck her in her pussy.
What? He sounded like he was 12.
I'd fuck her in her pussy.
Big fat pussy.
And he goes like this.
Does he really?
Yeah. Video, yeah.
That's funny.
Fuck her right in her pussy.
What an idiot.
If you reach down and touch my nuts.
I hope that's real.
I feel bad for
found
missing
the
girl.
Oh, yeah. She's only 20.
I don't care if she's 20 or not. I'll fuck her pussy.
You can't say you wouldn't either. I'll fuck her right in her pussy.
I never forget a face, especially if I've sat on it.
Pussy. I don't know if that's fake. That part of it sound fake, but obviously the news part didn't, where they're like, we apologize for that
editing
error.
They edited that. That's actually from a different error. I forget the error it was.
Error. Which era was this era from? What era is this era from? Era.
Era.
Era. Era new socks. Era.
My brother.
My mistake.
Gotta love fucking... I love bloopers in general. I don't care if it's news or not. I mean, news is always great because news is supposed to be serious.
Yeah.
You know, their job is basically to depress you.
Pretty
scare
much.
The shit out of you.
And that's a tough job.
And then they
man.
Fucking get the fuck out of here. You think it's a tough job?
It's a tough job not to. I mean, they have to be
have
perfect.
Have you seen the traffic girl? Her job is not tough.
Oh they God. Have to be. Well, I'm saying they have to be perfect.
To look good.
Pretty much.
Mm. They have to and be able to read.
Mm-hmm. But she can't read defenses, though, Chris. I don't know how intelligent she is. I don't give a shit. I don't care if she can read or not. Hell, I don't even care if she can't see. I don't give a shit. Fuck her in her pussy.
Fuck her right in her pussy.
Yeah.
Fuck her in her ear. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Where else is she gonna fuck her?
Her butthole.
But what I'm saying is,
if you say I'm gonna fuck her,
it's
the vagina is implied.
Yeah. Right. It's the first place people would expect you to bang her.
Right.
Now, if you're gonna go something different,
then you
specify.
But
he wanted to do that little dance,
you know.
And then he says, "Fuck her right in her pussy." He goes like that.
Right, like if he wanted to say, if he wanted to use,
to dance.
Like if he planned on fucking her in her eye socket, then he should say
that's
where
weird.
He's gonna fuck
that's
her.
That's weird.
She don't need both eyes.
Oscar fucker.
Well, then I'll fix him to fuck you.
The fuck was that?
Fuck her right in her pussy.
That was fucking weird.
What a fucking creep that guy must be in real life.
You think?
If it's
Reaper.
Real. An asshole.
Jerk.
A missing girl.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. The girl's missing, and he's talking about fucking
and you
her.
Know you're always being taped at some point. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, the camera's rolling,
well,
the sound.
Yeah, because we would never talk about fucking a missing girl if she was hot.
Not on
is there ever a hot
news?
Missing girl?
I don't know. He made it sound like she was hot. You can't tell me you wouldn't fuck her.
Right in her pussy. Well, it's like that fuck up from last week's news bloopers. The one I played with the guy. apparently, he was talking about her tennis shoes. Was it sneakers or something?
Yeah.
And he said something about her titties.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. I just met her. Yeah, fantastic. She has some nice titties.
Jesus.
Yeah. He said it live, like, on the air. Nice titties.
I guess they forget they're on their live sometimes.
Freudian
well,
sex.
No, he didn't mean to say that. He meant to say nice sneakers. He said titties.
That's what his mind was.
Exactly.
Really
he wasn't looking at her fucking
can't blame the guy.
He probably can't even name what sneakers. She probably wasn't even wearing sneakers. She probably wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
She had some nice titties.
I mean titties.
I mean
tits.
Like
I love tits.
Boobs.
Like you know how you're doing the whole tweets for tits thing?
Yeah.
All right, so
tits
let's
love.
Tits love.
Tits love.
Yeah, tits love over here.
Tits love.
He's the drummer for the Roots. yeah, so I actually thought about it and I was like, you know, I'll be shocked if she gets 100,000
no
followers.
Shit.
Right. But then I'm thinking, what if she did? You know? And I can only imagine.
Then tits love.
Well, I can imagine what the, you know, what the feedback would be if you did it. And it'd be like, people would be saying stupid shit like, boy, tits, you have some nice missies. You know, you know, like shit like that. Because they just wouldn't be paying attention to anything except what they saw.
Titties.
This guy obviously noticed the titties.
All tits.
Tits love.
Tits love.
We were talking about that last week on the show.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Tits love.
The tits love thing.
It's our sign off.
Yeah, that's a new. That's our thing now.
Hashtag tits love.
Hashtag tits love.
Heard it.
Tits love. Tits and love. Tits and love.
I say this with tits.
Tits
and love.
And love. Tits love and hair grease. Peace love. I don't care what anybody says. This one's still my favorite.
Linda Carson, ABC7. Would you not eat my pants?
Jesus.
She freaks out.
I love it.
I love the Kapuyaka.
Oh, the Kapuya, Kapuya. Where's that bitch at?
I don't remember that one.
You're kidding me. He played like three fucking songs.
He said, Kapuya, Kapuya.
Oh, that's it. The fire or the bomb?
No, she sounds like the one who's like, oh, Lord, there's a fire.
Oh, yeah. But it was about a bomb or something, right?
No, it was hail.
No.
Ow.
Beat me in my face. At first, I thought it was a home invasion.
Chris Rock was right, man. They always get the most ignorant black people on
TV.
Well,
you know what's funny? I don't care where you live. They always get the worst people interviewed on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, for instance, I see when people get interviewed in Philly, they have, like, the worst fucking Philadelphians I've ever seen. This is, like, a lot
I wonder
of
if that's
like
that's thought out or is that just, like, slim pickings at that point.
I think they're, like, pulling them out. Be like, hey, come here, come here, come here. You look like a fucking idiot.
You want to hear one?
Yeah.
An Eagles fan after the Eagles-Cowboys game?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You might have to turn me up.
Charms and go, Eagles.
All right. And last but not least, Mr.
That's
G.
That's a dance, you fucker. It's that lady.
Yeah, I'm hype, baby. You know, I told y'all, I told everybody, everybody knew what was going on. They kind of counted down, and I thought it was going to happen. And you see my shirt there? Dallas Tuck, this is before, and this is how they're going to be tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, NFC champions, baby, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing but the NFC, baby. No, if it's a bus or a main, baby, got a whole city going crazy. Cause the Eagles are the best, the Eagles number one, the Bulls are the best, baby, baby. You heard me? Eagles all the way.
Unbelievable.
That's Jameis Winston's dad.
The Martin Luther King Monument.
They really.
I'm sorry, Mahasabadama Maharaja Maharaj. This is a. Of the Samadhamma, I'm sorry, Mahasabadama Maharaja Maharaj. This is a did.
Samadhamma. Oh, God, you should just give up.
We like this one, too.
Wanted to congratulate Cliff Lee for his 1,600th strikeout. A little bit of a tongue twat, tongue tie.
Oh. Tongue twat.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
That's funny. What the fuck was that?
What was it?
Did you hear the chick? We played a clip of last week. The news anchor from Salt Lake City who was on a ski mountain with two instructors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She fucking passed out midway through her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her falling. And if you hear the end, you hear a little,
Do it again. Let me hear it.
She was done skiing.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
We have any announcement for next week?
Or
do you want to wait?
No, we could say it.
Go ahead.
Play the song, man. No, it's fine.
Let me play the song?
Yeah, play the song.
All right, hold on. Let me start it up.
Yeah. Missy, you get hyped at this song, though.
I do. I love this shit.
Yeah, the gentleman that created this song will be calling in next week.
I want to play some real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Knock yourself out. On the same topic. Let's see if I can get it. Here we go.
That's
Chris's
that's
niece.
Great.
That's
singing.
Awesome.
I'm glad.
How old is she now?
Four and a half.
I'm glad you fucking got that.
How awesome
that's
is that?
Funny.
Does she love it?
Oh, she loves it.
You gotta see the video. She's sitting there playing with her toy. She's like $2 hot.
Oh,
yeah, it's not like she's watching the video or listening to the songs. She was just like sitting there playing with her toys.
She was
singing.
Aww. Yeah. Just jamming out.
Yeah,
that's
it.
No shit. Dollar hot dog, $1 water. Yeah, that's good. When my son was inconsolable, the only fucking song that just made him stop crying was this fucking song.
Really?
Yeah. Hand to God. He just would, like, shake his head, and that's it. Yeah. I mean, he ain't got your moves in this, but... Yeah, so Frederick Barr. The Bishop Frederick Barr. Believe it or not, he's a bishop.
What?
Calling the in. Infamous. He actually called us and said that a bunch of our people were sending him messages on YouTube.
I saw, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, this video on break.com has like over 112,000 hits.
On YouTube it has like almost 29,000.
Yeah, man. So good. He'll be calling in next week, talk about the song and
what?
It had like YouTube had like
what?
A little over 1,000 hits when we talked about it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we can't get anyone to watch our YouTube shit.
We can't get anybody to listen to our show.
We have four.
We have to count on other people's shit.
We have like four hits on YouTube. I really thought that fucking shark repellent one would hit it big.
It's got like 10,000.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I just checked it the other day.
10,000.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
What the fuck happened?
I'll check it.
Yeah. I just checked it the other day. It has like 10,000.
There's like
don't get all puffy.
What?
I'll do whatever the fuck I
what?
Want.
What?
Bitch.
What? What?
Did you look it up?
What?
Looking at it now, man.
And how many hits is it up?
I don't know.
Oh.
How are you looking at it now, but not now? $2.
So yeah, Bishop Barr is going to be calling in.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to rap with him for a little bit.
Yeah.
I let him know. I mean, he actually listened to the show and listened to some
That's
episodes.
That's funny. We're having a bishop call
that,
the show.
I said, you do understand what we thought. And he's like, you're God's children like everybody.
Oh, God.
Wow. You know what that means, right?
We're going to hell.
We cannot
Jesus
be saved.
Christ is my God.
We cannot be saved.
The devil,
no.
Huh? The devil,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Big show.
So.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, man. Should be interesting. All right, let's get out of here.
I would just close out this.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.